The family of a man who lived in a house that caught fire yesterday afternoon in Germantown tells NBC 10 that Mark McKee's body was pulled from the rubble this afternoon. A second body was also discovered today, but has not been identified. However, McKee's girlfriend has been unaccounted for. Today, Tanya Washington and her family are devastated.
It's very hard. The building's one thing. My uncle, that's the most important thing. We grew up in this home. I got married in this home. Her sister got married in this home. My parents got married here in the 60s.
Fire department officials say the fire broke out around 5 p.m. on Thursday at the home in the 500 block of Brinton Street. Acting Fire Chief Daniel McCarty says fighting the fire was challenging. It took more than 100 firefighters several hours to put it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.